All right, Elise Burr is with us from NMU, the Rural Health Department. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. For people who are unaware, tell me about the center, what you guys do there.
The center is located at Northern Michigan University, and it really focuses on projects that will improve the health and well-being of UP residents.
Tell me about the CHW training. What is that? I know we've talked about it in the past, but what's coming up?
Yeah, we have a nationally certified community health worker training. It encompasses 12 days of virtual instruction right now, and it's based on recognized national core competencies and includes mental health first aid as well as ACEs training. And it's going to be starting actually July 16th as our next cohort, and the registration just recently opened.
So tell me, what kind of, you talk about community health workers, what are we talking about here?
Community health workers are such a vital, important part of our community. They have positions that work at hospitals, at clinics. They also work at several social service agencies throughout the Upper Peninsula. And they're individuals who are identifying somewhat of the social needs that individuals have and then trying to assist individuals with meeting those resources in the community. So they would take care of transportation needs, identifying if people have food insecurity, maybe they need help with housing and utilities or perhaps clothing and shelter. So some of these barriers that people experience, obviously they impact their health, but they also impact several other aspects of their life. And so these individuals are vital in connecting people to resources and allowing them to live life to their fullest.
All right, last question, Elise. Tell me about the training and the importance of it and what does it give someone certification. Tell me about the training and how it works.
Yeah, the training is, this training in particular that's starting on July 16th is going to be a virtual training that my department will be hosting online for anyone throughout the Upper Peninsula. It's a discounted training. It's only $250. This training is normally $1,625. And the discount is being made available through a grant that we received called the UP WIN Grant. It will be 12 days of instruction. We'll be meeting on every Tuesday and Thursday, July 16th through August 22nd, and it'll be 8 to 5 on those days, and there's a little bit of time to meet other people throughout the Upper Peninsula going to this training. We've trained approximately 45 people since last June, and we now get all of the community health workers throughout the Upper Peninsula together on network calls so that we can all stay in touch and talk about updates and what's happening in the healthcare system.
And I guess lastly, do you find that the virtual format that works well? Yes.
We've done in person and virtual, and they both work fine. I think obviously in person has a lot more to offer when it comes to congregating. However, we've gotten to the point where we trained so many individuals that first year that now we have some in Gogebic, some in Iron, some in the Sioux. So instead of making people commute 2 hours for a training, we're trying to do that virtually right now to just meet the need where it is.
All right, and then people can sign up how?
The registration's available on our website, nmu.edu/ruralhealth, and it's under current projects. And there's a link right in there to register for the training.